Hey, you're listening to China232.com. I'm going to start off by saying hello to Ad.
Oh, good day, guys. And once again, we are here at China232.com for an incredible lesson. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Very, very nice, Ad. I love your energy that you bring to each lesson.
Yeah, see, what I try to do here is bring something to the table. Even if I'm not very clear at explaining something, maybe I have some energy.
Bring some sort of excitement.
Right.
Something. Bring it. And I feel it, Ad. I'm feeling really good here. We've got a beautiful dialogue again. I think these are almost things of beauty.
Wow. And if you didn't catch that, audience, he writes them from now on lately.
Oh,
has been.
Ad,
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna jump into the dialogue. We're not even going to give you any hints this time about what we're talking about. You can listen to it and then hopefully you'll be able to find out, but if you can't, we're going to talk about it anyways.
Yeah, so let's just get right into the dialogue and use your ears to see if you can figure it out.
Right, you use your ears to see. Interesting. Go.
I don't think I'll be calling Brian again.
Why not?
Well, Sarah had some people over for her birthday last night, and Brian showed up with no gift, no drinks, or anything. And to top it off, he was complaining about her not having a good enough selection of drinks.
That's pretty rude, but not calling him again is a bit harsh, don't you think? He must have done something else.
He could see that everyone took their shoes off at the door, but he still kept his on, tracking dirt all over the floor. He also lit up a cigarette in the house without asking. I mean, who smokes inside anymore?
That's awful. Did anyone say anything?
Someone asked him to smoke outside, and he took offense to it. It was like he'd never heard that people don't like secondhand smoke in their face. Oh yeah, and he was hitting on Jay's girlfriend the whole night.
Did Jay say anything?
You know Jay. He's not really confrontational. He didn't want to make it too awkward. I can understand that.
All right, so that was the dialogue. I hope you understood it. If you didn't, we will go over the terms starting now. First one, Andrew. The first one is had some people over.
Yeah, this is in conversation. This is the way that we say if you have your friends over to your house or to your apartment, we say had some people over.
Right.
Okay, so if you had a group of people at your house last night, we had some people over. Last night.
Right. We had a small gathering of people at our place.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. Next one, showed up.
Okay. This is another common one. It just means arrived.
Right.
Right. You just arrived there. So we said Brian showed up with no gift, no drinks or whatever. He arrived with nothing.
Right. He got to my place with nothing. Okay. Good. Okay. To top it off, this is a good one here.
Mm-hmm.
Andy?
Yeah, so you can use this phrase when you're telling a story. So what you do is you've listed a couple of things already that should prove your point as to what you're saying, and then you've got something else that even makes it more like your point is true. So you say to top it off. Okay, in this case, we said Brian showed up with no gift, no drinks or anything, and to top it off, he was complaining about her not having a good enough selection of drinks. So it's almost like saying, no gift was bad enough, no drinks was bad enough, but even more than that, to top it off, he was complaining about, you know, Sarah not having enough drinks. I mean, what a loser this guy.
He was being very rude in every way, really.
He was being awful.
Right here, we talked about to top it off being a negative thing, but it can also be in a positive way, too, in a list, right? For example, if you had a really good party or something like this, you could say, oh, the party was amazing, right? They had dancers, all-you-can-eat food, and to top it off, Michael Jackson showed up, something like this, someone very famous.
Okay, yeah, so it can be used for a good thing as well. Just a list of things that you even want to add one more exciting thing that proves your point on the list. You say to top it off, good. And then Ad says, okay, you're not calling him again. That's pretty harsh.
Right. Very severe.
It's pretty harsh. It's very, yeah, it's pretty strong. It's not very forgiving.
Right. So this guy wasn't nice the one time. Doesn't everyone deserve a second chance? Right.
So he's saying, you're already, just because of that, you're never calling him again. That's pretty strong, isn't it? That's pretty harsh.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But Andrew doesn't feel it so harsh, does he?
Because I've got some more points. I said he saw that everyone else had their shoes off, but he's walking around in the apartment tracking dirt all over the floor.
Sort of moving the dirt all over the place,
yeah,
right?
So this is the word we use, tracking, when we talk about tracking mud in the apartment.
Right.
You know, you're walking around with your shoes on, you're making the whole floor muddy. We say you're tracking dirt or you're tracking mud.
Right, you're spreading it all over the place here.
And if anyone comes here, by the way, to visit me, please take your shoes off because I hate when anyone tracks mud all over the apartment.
But and if you see mud, don't be so shy. You can pick it up off the floor.
Take your shoes off.
I'm joking about that. Yeah. But in all seriousness now, take your shoes off.
In all seriousness, yeah. Shoes off or don't come in.
Or we may never talk to you again. Obviously, we are joking here. Okay, the next one, I mean.
Okay, this is a little tricky to explain, but you might hear people saying this. Now, you say, I mean, and then often ask a rhetorical question. And what you're saying is, I believe any normal person, any smart person will agree with what I'm saying or what I'm thinking. So here in the dialogue, I said, I mean, who smokes inside anymore? So I said, I mean, like, I know everyone would agree with this. And I'm saying, who smokes inside anymore? And you can even hear it in my voice saying, I'm disgusted with it. I can't believe anyone is doing it.
Right. Andrew's talking in a way that he knows that I'm going to agree with him totally.
Yeah. Saying, or I mean, who would wear that kind of shirt anymore?
I know. Because
meaning, I know that nobody should.
I like, both of us, we look pretty good. But like, who is this guy over here?
Yes. Right. So that's how you can use that one.
I mean. Right. Good. Very, very.
And that's actually a good point here, the good example. I would say that. I mean, who smokes inside anymore? If you're at someone's house, first of all, you shouldn't be smoking. If you do, don't smoke in somebody's house.
Well, especially without asking. It's different if, also if you see a lot of other people are doing it. That's a little bit different.
If a lot of other people are doing it, that's one thing. My suggestion is this.
It's always still polite to ask the host, though, right?
My suggestion is this. I even have a different opinion.
Oh, interesting. Do tell.
My opinion is sometimes hosts are going to try to be polite, and they'll say, you can smoke. I think it's even rude to ask to smoke. Go outside and smoke. Why would anyone want you smoking in their house?
Especially if the host is a non-smoker.
Yeah, if the host does not smoke in the house, don't ask to smoke in the
house.
Yeah,
of course he doesn't want you smoking in his house. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't like smoke.
Yeah. People don't like smoke that don't smoke.
Right. Okay, good. The next one, what do we have here? Secondhand smoke, right?
Good term. This is a phrase that's a term, I should say, that's used quite a lot, and it means the smoke from other people's cigarettes that are smoking. So if you're smoking and I'm beside you, I'm breathing in the secondhand smoke from your cigarette.
Right, even though I didn't want to smoke anything myself.
What is the next word or phrase, Addison?
Okay. Oh, this is one that I like to do. It's called hitting on. That means flirting. That means talking to a person that you're interested in, maybe to date or something like
that.
Yeah,
so hitting on a girl or hitting on a guy means you're flirting with them and you're trying to get them to like you. You're kind of being cutesy, like, oh, you look very good tonight. Or,
right, you're trying to attract a person.
Yeah, you're trying to attract them in some way.
You're trying to get them interested in you.
Exactly, that's hitting on them. So we said he's hitting on Jay's girlfriend. And I said, well, you know Jay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this means, of course, he knows him. We both know him. But this is even talking about you know exactly what kind of behavior he has in these situations. Almost like he shouldn't have asked me the question. He's saying, did Jay say anything? And I said, you know Jay. You know Jay wouldn't have said anything because he's not very confrontational.
Right, he's that kind of guy. Here, it's like, well, of course, Jay didn't say something. Someone should have said something, but Jay's not this kind of guy.
Jay's not very, the last word is confrontational, we said. And confrontational is if someone does something that you disagree with or you don't like, and you go up and talk to them about it and tell them to their face, that is being confrontational. You're confronting them about something. If you are not confrontational, you let it go. It bothers you, but you don't mention it to the person.
If you're non-confrontational, you won't say something that you think might bother someone else, right? You don't want them to react in a strange way or get angry at you.
So you let people do whatever they want to do, and you just don't mention it. You might think something badly of them, but you don't say anything. You don't confront them about this.
Right.
And we're saying Jay's quite non-confrontational. He doesn't want to say, I can't believe you're smoking, or I can't believe you're hitting on my girlfriend.
Right.
Because he knows that might cause a little bit of a problem.
Right. So he just pretends that everything's fine, everything's great.
He just doesn't say anything.
He's very meek, we call this kind of person.
Yeah, he's too meek. You should say something if someone's hitting on your girl.
Well, especially your girlfriend. Right in your face, too. That's very rude, especially in our culture. I think any culture, really.
Yeah.
If they see a guy
doing that. If they know that, it's your girlfriend.
Right, right, of course. If they know that and the other guy knows you, too, that's even very disrespectful.
You never hit on someone else's girlfriend if you know it's your friend's girlfriend.
Right. Well, especially right in front of them. I think, you know, if you get them in a spot, maybe you got a little bit of time to work with. Okay.
Not very interesting.
Different opinions, you know. My theory is that it's, you know, if there's no rock on the finger, it's fair game.
So that says not married, it's good to go.
Right. Like, how long have you been dating? If they went on one date, is it really my place to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in a relationship. I can't talk to this girl anymore.
So gentlemen, keep your ladies away from Ad. That's, he's a monster.
Okay, good. So today we had another lesson here. We're getting up here. We have quite a resource, I might say.
Quite a resource. I hope people are going on the site because it is free. I hope that your payment is in the smile on your face that you get, because that is a reward in itself for us.
Well, it's
just
not,
watching
it's,
it.
It's not bad.
But we'd also like you to whichever country you're from. It would be great help if you could go and, you know, write on some blogs or send some messages to other people that we have a hard time reaching to spread the word about this.
We don't exactly have the largest advertising budget, meaning we don't have one. Yeah. We don't spend anything on advertising. So if you could help us as our friends, I hope we are by now.
We hope that we're all friends. I feel like I have a personal relationship with everyone here to some extent, and I hope you feel the same way.
Definitely, and that's why we have the blog starting now too, so we can have more of a discussion, and also the business English. We're going to be learning everything, learning about you, learning your language. We are China 232.